Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. She Comes First, The Thinking Man's Guide to Pleasuring a Woman is a non-fiction sex and relationships book by Ian Kerner, a clinical sex therapist. While written as a practical guide to male sexual education, its central purpose is to challenge conventional, intercourse-centered ideas about sex by placing female pleasure, especially orgasm, at the center of the sexual encounter. The book argues that many men are poorly informed about female anatomy and response, and that better knowledge leads to more satisfying intimacy for both partners. Rather than treating cunnilingus as a minor prelude, Kerner presents oral sex as the most reliable and respectful way to focus on a woman's pleasure. The book combines anatomy, technique, communication, and sexual mindfulness in a way that is instructional but also philosophical. It is best understood as an educational manual aimed primarily at men, though its insights are also useful for women and couples who want a more informed view of sexual pleasure. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, female pleasure as the primary goal of sexual intimacy. The book's most distinctive claim is that sex should be reorganized around the woman's pleasure rather than around male ejaculation or penetration. Kerner argues that common sexual scripts often treat female orgasm as optional or secondary, which produces an imbalance in heterosexual encounters. By reversing that logic, he turns pleasure into a shared objective instead of a one-sided performance. This matters because it changes the way a couple approaches timing, attention, and technique. The focus is not merely ethical, it is practical. When a man stops assuming intercourse is the main event, he is more likely to notice what actually produces arousal and satisfaction for his partner. The book, therefore, frames female pleasure as the standard by which good sex should be measured. That perspective distinguishes it from many sex guides that offer tips without challenging the underlying assumptions about who sex is for and how success should be defined. Secondly, cunnilingus treated as a central skill rather than an afterthought, Kerner places oral sex at the center of his advice and treats it as a learnable sexual discipline. The book is not merely permissive about cunnilingus, it presents it as the most dependable route to helping many women reach orgasm. This is a major departure from mainstream sex education, which often gives little instruction on technique and rarely treats oral stimulation as a core subject. Kerner breaks the act into knowable components, emphasizing patience, attention, rhythm, and responsiveness rather than performance or speed. The practical value of this approach is that it gives readers a method instead of vague encouragement. At the same time, the book's narrowness is part of its identity. It is highly specialized, and that specialization is what makes it unusually concrete. Readers looking for broad sexual theory may find it focused, but readers wanting direct guidance on oral pleasure will see why the book has remained notable. Its central innovation is to normalize and elevate a skill many men are never formally taught. Thirdly, anatomy and sexual education as tools for better technique. A major theme of the book is that better sexual outcomes begin with accurate knowledge of female anatomy. Kerner explains that many men are undereducated about the clitoris and related structures, which leads to guesswork and ineffective habits. By grounding technique in anatomy, he shifts sexual advice away from superstition and toward informed practice. This is important because the book does not suggest that pleasure depends on mysterious instinct. Instead, it argues that understanding how arousal works makes sex more effective and less frustrating. The emphasis on education also gives the book an unusually clear instructional structure. Readers are not simply told to be attentive. They are shown why certain forms of stimulation matter more than others. In that sense, the book works as both a corrective and a guide. It corrects misinformation inherited from poor sex education and then replaces it with a more precise model of how pleasure can be created. That combination of anatomy and usability is one reason the book has been so widely discussed. Fourthly, delaying male orgasm to create more balanced sexual encounters. The book also argues that a man should not rush to his own climax if the goal is mutual satisfaction. Kerner presents delay as a practical strategy, not a sacrifice, because extending the encounter gives more room for female arousal and orgasm. This idea is significant because it challenges the standard tempo of many sexual scripts, where intercourse quickly becomes centered on male release. In Kerner's framework, delaying ejaculation is a way of making sex more collaborative and less time-limited. The implication is that sexual pacing is a form of care by managing his own response. A man creates more opportunity for his partner's pleasure to develop fully. This also reduces pressure, since sex no longer depends on finishing quickly or performing according to a narrow endpoint. The book's value here lies in its reframing of self-control as erotic competence. It does not present restraint as inhibition, but as a means of expanding the quality and duration of intimacy. Lastly, communication, mindfulness, and emotional presence as parts of technique Although the book is often remembered for its practical sex advice, it also stresses the mental and relational conditions that make technique effective. Kerner links pleasure to attentiveness, communication, and emotional presence, suggesting that good sex depends on more than mechanical skill. This is an important balance in the book because it prevents the material from becoming a checklist detached from human connection. A man may know the anatomy and still fail if he is distracted, anxious, or self-centered. By emphasizing mindfulness, the book argues that sexual competence includes the ability to stay present, read feedback, and respond without defensiveness. It also encourages open conversation, which helps partners clarify preferences and reduce misunderstanding. This makes the book broader than a technical manual, even though it is highly instructional. Its underlying message is that sexual generosity and psychological awareness reinforce each other. That combination of concrete technique and relational intelligence is one of the reasons the book stands out in the self-help and sex advice category. In conclusion, She Comes First will be most useful for readers who want a direct, structured, and non-judgmental guide to female sexual pleasure, especially straight men who feel undereducated about sex and want practical improvement. It is also valuable for women and couples because it names many of the gaps that ordinary sex education leaves unresolved. The book's main benefit is that it replaces vague confidence with informed attention readers come away with a clearer understanding of anatomy, pacing, oral technique, and the role of communication in sexual satisfaction. Compared with many books in the sex advice category, it is unusually focused. Rather than offering broad relationship theory or generalized intimacy advice, it concentrates on one core problem and builds a coherent method around it. That focus is also what makes it stand out. It is not a comprehensive manual on every aspect of sex, but a tightly argued intervention into how heterosexual sex is often misunderstood. For readers willing to engage its premise, it offers both practical instruction and a challenge to outdated assumptions about what good sex is. If you would like to support Ian Kerner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.